All right, coming up next to the stage, another invitee of the U.S. Pizza Museum. I can't wait to see what Kristen Lundberg has to say.
Woo!
Hello, brothers and sisters of the pizza. I've come here before you today to just talk about my experience with pizza. So I worked at pizza restaurants for 8 years, ranging from age 15 to whatever 15 plus 8 is. And I made a lot of friends on the way. I actually got my first tattoo from one of the friends that I made at Papa John's. And the tattoo artist, his name was Spider. And I told him I wanted to get tattoos of ants going down my pants, which they are. There's 6 of them, and they look like little spots now. And I told him I wanted ants, but when we were in the tattoo parlor, we couldn't remember how many legs that ants had. And this was before Google was available on the phone, so he gave them 8 legs. And so they're actually spiders. If anybody in a pizza restaurant tells you that they don't smoke weed in the cooler, they're lying. it's a commonplace activity. There's plenty of downtime in making pizza. It's not like a McDonald's. And so me and my friends in the restaurant, we at Papa John's, we would smoke weed in the cooler. And then the bonus of that is that there are free snacks. They're good cold. It's good cold too. And decomposed. I've learned some things. I used to work with a brick oven at a place called Nico's Pizza in Cincinnati, and I learned that you have to wear sleeves when you make pizza, because I burned off my armpit hairs putting in a pizza in the oven, and that's really just a slice of life right there. Nico's was a 3 a.m. pizza place, so we got a lot of really great people that came in around 3 a.m. Notably, I'm going to talk about Pickle Guy. Pickle Guy was hanging out in the lobby area, and he was very, very drunk, and he was rolling on the wall like that. And some girl was like, "Man, this guy's really drunk." And we're like, "Yeah, well, let's do something to him." So we're like, "Hey, girl, we'll give you $5 if you take this handful of pickles and put it in this dude's back pocket." So she did it, and we gave her $5, and he was so drunk, he still didn't know that there was pickles. And what made it worse was that he kept rolling along the wall like that. And, you know, joke's on us, because we had to clean up all of the pickles. He left, like, a pickle trail. And he went outside, and the pickles were still falling out of his pocket. And I decided to start smoking weed that day, actually. I know. So my nickname at Papa John's was Breadstick, because white stick-like and covered with a fine layer of powder from head to toe. And I remember one day I got mugged, and this is a true story. I got mugged in Cincinnati delivering pizza to the west side after we were closed. It was really fucking annoying. Anyway, the guy, he only took $7, but I told Papa John's that he took $20. So I made $13 off of that muggery. Yeah. Thank you. He hit me in the head, and I fell because I wasn't wearing my helmet that day. And there was a little bit of scrawl. Like, I was wrestling around on the ground, and for some reason I untied one of his shoes because my fight, flight, or become Bugs Bunny kicked in. And he ran away, and one of his shoes fell off, and they found him, and they found the shoe, and they put the shoe on him, and the shoe fit. I said, "It looks like you're the Cinderella of jail, bitch." I don't, quite frankly, no other way to put that. They got the pizza. I was delivering pizza to them, and somebody gave me the pizza after everything. And really, that's just a cool story about how I got a free pizza. I'm in. Thank you guys very much. Have a good day.
Kristen Lundberg, everybody. Oh, God.